Get naked with the Can Man.
Uh-oh.
The Can Man.
Canville's musty basement.
Alright.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Geeky nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kev, and Butter is Jamie and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. So much fun listening. Nerdgasm, nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters and Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by, discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy.
Yep, I'm shy and fly. I'm a handsome guy. That's me, the Can Man. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me tonight, before I get into introductions, I want to say one thing here real quick. I want to say, Kevin, get better. He's sick.
Yeah.
So, send a shout out to Kevin. Because everybody misses you, man.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
The show's not the same without him.
That's right. That's right.
I doubt he'll listen if he's not on it, though.
Yeah, he still won't listen. But get well soon, Dan. Dan is here sitting
get well
in for
soon,
Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin, Dan is here sitting in your chair, keeping your seat warm.
And picking up any germs that he may have left behind.
Yes, you are. Welcome to the show, Dan Alpers.
Oh, hi.
And Corey Jordan.
Hello.
To my right. And then to the right of him, Jamie Kelly, James W. Kelly, if you're formal.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
No cock and balls, Corey?
It's only if I go last.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, wait, cock and balls.
There we go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now it's all right.
Now it's all right. Life is good now that I got the cock and balls out of the way.
That's lovely.
It is.
Hi, Jacob.
Those are two undirty words that are made dirty by context.
That's true.
Right.
So cock is a rooster.
That's
and,
right.
And balls you throw at people.
What's another word? Yeah. What are other words like that? Cock and balls.
Gay.
Gay is not a
gay
word.
No.
Gay is happy.
Well, yeah, but gay can get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that car. That is so gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. It's purple and green. It's gay. It's gaily colored.
Or it's purple and green in the same paint, and it just changes in the sun. That's even more
gay. Oh, that actually fractions over to awesome, but okay.
Yeah.
Depends on what kind of car
so
is painted.
Another, what's,
true,
what
true.
What are some other words that we could do that to?
Bitch.
Know. Damn.
Damn. Yeah. What's a fish say when it hits a wall?
Damn.
Damn.
I love that joke. That's one of my favorite jokes of all time.
Yeah.
You got the ass.
Yeah, ass.
The ass is a mule.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm glad we're coming up with this list because you know.
Yeah. Cigarettes.
These are words that are allowed on the radio.
Word. Yeah. Yeah. In England, a cigarette is called a fag.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
And a cigarette butt, so you could be sucking on a fag's butt.
Actually, I think it's called a faggot, isn't it?
No, it's a fag.
A faggot is a group of branches.
A bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Educational.
Yeah. So all you kids out there, you can use these words.
Yeah.
George Carlin is a bit about that. Like,
A dike is a wall separating water from land.
That's right.
That's also a chink is a piece of armor. There was a whole.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. George Carlin did a bit about that. He's like, you know, you discover the cock crew in the morning. Ah, cock is in the Bible. We can say cock. It's in the Bible.
Nice.
And how, you know, context is everything. Like, you can say, Roberto Clemente's got two balls on him, but you can't say, I think he hurt his balls on that play.
And you're on TV.
I've been watching a lot of basketball lately, and basketball commentators just love the term penetrate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's one of the things
I cannot hear that word without giggling.
Me neither. It's just too late.
Yes. I'm just a, you know, immature man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And
that stuff just cracks me up.
When Emily was living in Baltimore, when we were just first dating, I took her down through the downtown, and we passed Gay Street, and you know, every time I pass the street when I'm by myself, I laugh. And she she looks at the sign and she just starts laughing. And that's when I knew.
It's like we have entered.
It's a relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
We're now on Gay Street.
Yeah, we're now on Gay.
I think I found a title for the episode. Like, Gay Street.
Wow, like, we've been on for what, a minute and a half?
I love you.
Well, I'm happy and you're happy too. So welcome to the show, everybody. It's been a pretty weird week, really. Anything exciting happen with you guys?
No.
Got my douche-tastic e-cigarettes in my pocket.
The douchey is here?
Yeah,
he's got the douche.
The douchey.
He's got his douchey cigarettes.
We'll show you guys out there in TV land.
Yeah, he's got his douchey e-cigarettes.
It's so fancy, it doesn't even need an E.
Yeah. Those are the same. They are the same ones that our pal Timmy demonstrated, except for his had a red light.
Yeah.
Kind of look toward the camera there with that.
Wow.
You do look like a douche.
I know.
Are you wrapped up?
It is less likely to give me cancer, so I'm kind of okay with that.
What is with the pack?
It charges a battery, it holds extra cartridges, and it keeps it
from getting all dirty and nasty. It's kind of like one of those toothbrush holders.
Yeah.
Except for your cigarette.
It's kind of nice. Wow. And it's like this soft touch matte black. It's pretty nice.
You could put your iPod in there. There's a spot.
There might be.
You can put your weed in
there.
Isn't
everything iPod enabled? The show is iPod enabled.
Yes. Speaking of iTunes, those of you who do download the show on iTunes, if you haven't done so already, please rate the show.
Yeah.
You know, because we could really use the extra listeners.
You would not believe the power that rating the show might have.
Exactly. Yeah, so far, I think we've only had 8 ratings.
Yeah, and like four of them are from,
Chad.
Chad,
you,
Chad,
Kevin. Wait, me, I'm Chad. Kevin, you, and a couple guys from the Frightmare Forest, and then Tracy Van Wilden, I know.
I think Tim did also.
Yeah,
Tim, Kevin, Chad, and myself all did, like, early on.
Yes.
And, it's been pretty slow since then.
Yeah. So rate the show, will you?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not asking for much.
Nope.
You can rate it as 0 if you want to. We hope you wouldn't.
No, don't rate it as, you could put Chad's a douche and Jamie looks like one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
5 stars.
And we are advertising one.
What else am I going to tell you? The whole you looking like a douche just totally threw
me. I know.
There's another word that sounds like another word. The whole.
Yeah.
Douche?
No.
Hole.
That hole? Actually pretty much means what it means.
A hole?
Yeah.
Douche means shower in French.
Yeah.
So if you ask a French girl if she douched, she'll probably say no either way.
Wow. Sorry to our French listeners.
Don't be sorry, they know.
Just lost a one. Is there any Russian stuff you'd like to say that might make fun of them?
I appreciate them listening to the show because we do have a lot of Russian listeners, believe it or not.
So if I said ruples suck, that would probably be a bad thing.
I don't know. But
I like vodka.
Just like in the United States, really, there's a bad element that likes to spam on my website.
I actually do like vodka.
And it's cut down since our last episode. So
very
our Russian listeners have...
They've obviously been listening.
Yeah. Maybe they weren't spamming, though.
No, they were spamming.
Maybe the machine translator's just bad.
Yeah, whatever. Google translator is pretty good.
It's just bad at context, though. That's the thing.
But it'll...
No, I know. I'm just teasing.
It'll translate word for word.
They're almost definitely Russian mafia people.
Well, how do you mistranslate hot free sex?
How do you translate stuff like that wrong?
Yeah, how do you translate
that? I don't
know.
Yeah. Instead of hot, you could say frigid. Instead of free, you could say loose.
I guess. But still.
Buddy, it's all sex to me.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Frigid, loose sex. I'd be down with that.
All right.
That's what they're trying to get.
Got
to
take what you can get.
Yeah. You know, another favor that you could do for us is that ad on their website, the top right-hand side, that's the Google ad. If you click on that, then I get like 2 cents a click or whatever, depending on what ad is there. And I've got like, you know.
Two cents?
No, I've got like $20 until they can actually pay me.
Yeah, they won't pay you. You get $100.
Yeah, so I've got like $20 to go. So,
you mean somebody's got to spend $20 by clicking on your ad?
No, they don't have to spend any money.
You just got to click.
The Entertainment Earth ads, you don't get anything. But I want to say thank you to whoever bought whatever they bought on Entertainment Earth because I can see how much money they spend. So I got like $7 coming from Entertainment Earth.
But
so,
they have to click on that link through and your then, website.
Yeah.
Go make
and
a purchase.
The same way with like the Amazon stuff you have up there too, right? The Amazon affiliated stuff.
Yeah.
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 You know, I've been making purchases on Amazon and then like 5 minutes later I kick myself thinking, damn it, I could have done that. I could have clicked through Chad's link.
So, could have. And if, you know, if you go to the canmanshow.com, I have a geek shop. Yeah. Where it's got, I try to find weird stuff that I, you know, I just happen to be surfing on Amazon and throw something in there and, you know, click on that. And, you know, if you really love me, you'd buy that $19,000 watch I put in the front page just as a joke. So
I'll tell you what, if I buy a TV through Amazon, I'll make sure I go through your store.
Very cool. Well, you'll have to let me know and what you want and I'll put it in there for you.
Okay. So it doesn't work regularly. If you click through, you have to actually buy from that store.
Well, I think you click through, but I think
the percentage changes.
Okay. There we go.
If I put it there, you know, you buy it. Great. You're it still has all of Amazon's
secrets, Chad.
I don't care. It still has all of Amazon's, you know,
protection
on it. It's Amazon, but it's, you know, the Can-Man Show Geek Shop. And so far, the show is I've been putting the money out of my pocket every month and, you know, taking a loss. So, you know, I could use the help. If you want to stick around, we could really use the help by supporting our ads. And thank you to everybody who does. And thank you for rating the podcast.
And there's also a donate link.
Let's not forget Yelp.com. They also accept ratings and whatnot.
Yelp is something that's, you know, like the Yellow Pages online. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So enough pimping that out. Now, you've got something to pimp out. How's your Games for Troops thing going?
Games for Troops has launched.
Yes.
So it's time to start collecting your common and uncommon junk that you don't need anymore. If you're a Magic player, Yu-Gi-Oh player,
if you get a bunch of rare stuff, you know, you can throw it in there too.
Rares are great too, definitely, because they'll take whatever they can get.
If you have a bunch of, you know, decks that you put together that have been sitting on a shelf, you know, of Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon.
Yeah, those of us Magic players that draft, we get lots and lots and lots of extra stuff. You can only play with four of a certain card, so if you've got five, six, seven, take those extra one, two, three, stick them in a box, and send them our way.
So who all do you have that, I mean, I know we're your media sponsor, and I want to send a big shout out. Where is the collection spots for them to drop their games off?
Collection spots right now are obviously Central Corridor Gamers when we're in session, which is every Wednesday and Sunday down at 400 3rd Avenue Southwest. It's where Trinity United Methodist holds their church services.
Yeah. Right, since the church got destroyed.
Since the church itself, the sanctuary building, was pretty much beyond repair. Actually, it wasn't beyond repair, but the cost to repair is way more
cost prohibitive
than the cost to build.
Yeah.
So they're biding their time and just going to let the spot sit for a little while, and we'll build up in the future. But for now, you can drop things off at Video Games, etc. Tell them what it's for. There are drop-off locations at Coralville, Cedar Rapids East, Cedar Rapids West. And Alter Ego Comics out in Marion is also signed on.
Oh, nice.
Very
good.
Box
cool.
to them.
Nice.
They're good guys, good people.
Erin's
been there for years.
And
Erin's great. She's pretty awesome.
They don't just have comics, so they've got like records.
Yeah, they got records. They got like figures and stuff like that, like action figures.
Very cool.
They've
stuff.
Got a good following for Hero Clicks, which is now back into releasing new sets.
I thought Hero Clicks died.
Hero Clicks, WizKids. WizKids itself kind of died, but HeroClix as a property got picked back up by a couple private investors.
Nice.
And so they've been putting money into the rebuilding of HeroClix, and they're back. And since Alter Ego has a lot of HeroClix players, we're asking that HeroClix players or Star Wars minis. Wizards of the Coast did not pick up the Star Wars license, so if there's anybody disgruntled, doesn't want their Star Wars minis anymore, they can sure as hell send them off to us.
Nice.
Done. Before we're done, I'll go in back here and grab you a box.
Excellent. Thank you, Chad.
Yep. So, yeah, the Star Wars minis. I mean, I got into them and thought they were pretty cool, but the game itself, didn't quite care for it as much.
You know, there's a lot of people that are diehard for it, though, and Wizards of the Coast not renewing the Lucasfilm license, it's really disheartening to those people. But if there is anybody that agrees with Chad...
The figures were really darn cool.
There's a lot of really cool figures.
I mean, I've cannibalized a few of them, taken them apart, and because I didn't need all the crap that's on the stand, you know. but it was a neat game, but it was kind of like they ripped off Warhammer a little bit.
Oh, all those mini games.
Yeah.
They're just Warhammer wannabes.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
But, you know.
Wizards of the Coast is going to get mad at me now. No, yeah. Really, and, you know, with all the rules and stuff, they're all different, but the basic premise.
Oh, the basic game.
Like, Watsy Listens. Mm-hmm.
Really, is it? Hey, they might. I've been tweeting the hell out of the podcast.
You're
so
the man.
We'll see.
So, have a team of nerds show up at your door. Breathing heavily, using inhalers, trying to look menacing at you.
Gary Gygax is dead, so he's no longer. He wasn't with WotC though, was he?
Dave,
he sold to WotC.
No, he sold. TSR sold out to WotC.
Yep.
Yeah.
And WotC has been progressively destroying that game. Every new release, it gets worse and worse.
So. What I hear.
Yeah.
But I don't play, so I'm a Magic player.
I haven't played in years, but I have a whole bunch of manuals sitting over there.
You're a D&D player.
I'm both.
And Magic.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How come we haven't seen you?
Because I haven't played since I left Colorado.
Oh. So you might have good old cards.
I have some very old cards.
You probably got a bunch of extra stuff that you would like to donate to Games for Troops.
Arabian Nights, Legends.
Pre that.
Pre? No, there's nothing.
Can't be pre-Arabian Nights.
Yeah, it can't be pre-Alphas.
Well, I'm Alphas. I'm Betas. I don't have any Arabian Nights. Whoa. I have this awesome goblin deck where if you play it right, you can have five creatures on the out in front of you in three turns. And you can...
He's all smug. I can do better than that nowadays.
Four fireballs and fork it.
What now?
Within two turns, you could put out four fireballs and then fork it.
Oh, that was Channel Fireball.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's actually a website nowadays called channelfireball.com that kind of harkens back to that old
combo. Fun back in the dual land days.
Yeah, do you know what dual lands are going for nowadays?
What, $10 each?
70.
Man, I had like...
Yes, I know you traded...
Hundreds
a
of
bunch
them.
Off of me, and
wow,
yeah,
I got Star Wars junk for them, and then I got back into Magic, but I did keep my Rancor. He's sitting right next to my computer.
Mine's over there. Thanks, Rob.
My favorite of all the Star
Rancor
Wars creatures. Yes, I love the Rancor.
They had a new one out that looked really awesome.
It was really cool.
It was very cool, and I wish I would have gotten it. And when they brought out, was it Force Unleashed?
Force Unleashed.
They had the blue. It had a blue Rancor.
They
that was pretty awesome.
Many different colored Rancors in that.
Okay, I'd want a blue one.
Yes, Dan was. Dan, there was a point in Dan's life when he was not in Magic. I think I would take the myself and Brian Humphrey, I think, would take the credit for introducing you to Magic.
That would be Brian. I give him almost at the time. Well, pretty much exclusive credit for that because at the time I got the job at the comic shop, he said. This is the new big thing. If you want to work here, you must learn this.
But
Chad's the one that
got
me
the job
excited.
At the comic
shop. Yes, yes, yes. I got
to
give Chad credit.
This guy comes in. He's nice to me. I used to work with him. Bring him in.
More stories there, too, aren't there, Chad?
There's a lot of stories there, Dan. Man, the comic shop. I was thinking about the comic shop the other day. We were talking about Brian Humphrey and how his photo business, which is really doing
he's
really
doing
good.
He's doing very well.
How his... going to his studio is a lot like hanging out in the back room of the comic shop. And I'm not going to go into, you know, the aesthetics of it. Big mess. But I've never been to a studio, but that's what I hear. And it was a lot, you know, I sure do miss the comic shop days, man.
Some of those were the
best days of my life. You know, we'd spend all day gaming. Then we'd on lunch, we'd go out somewhere, and then we'd, like, try and play volleyball or
the sand volleyball day where what's his face ripped his pants completely completely off. I don't remember his real name. All I remember him as is Butt Boy.
Steve Dave.
Butt Boy.
Because his jeans literally ripped to the point where we could see his entire ass.
Yeah.
No, ass is a
ass.
Yeah.
Oh, we said ass before.
Yes.
We saw his entire ass and it was obviously not flattering. He was a magic player at the time.
Enough
said, insert magic player picture here. So we called him Butt Boy.
The nicknames for people that used to come in there, PP Boy.
Oh, yes. Well, we're going to embarrass the hell out of a lot of
Jordan.
People tonight.
Jordan's a good guy.
Still around?
Yeah, he is.
I remember the board.
See him. I run into him at the football games. Watch football games when I was going to watch Zach March.
Do you remember Dudley?
Dudley, no.
Big, tall kid. Brian Peter Smith is his real name.
Okay.
Still, to this day, goes by Dudley.
Dudley.
There are people that don't know his real name to this very day.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And I did that.
That's awesome.
But it wasn't a flattering nickname. I don't know why he kept it.
Yeah. Well, I remember Drew.
I remember Drew. Smokey Drew.
I actually have an answer for that, but we'll just
You remember
on.
Drew?
No, I just know why he kept it.
Because Dudley. Oh, why Dudley kept?
Yeah. Do you know Dudley?
Nope.
No. But he knows why.
Because he was too dumb to.
No, I understand the psychology behind it. If you go through your life without having like friends, the next best thing is someone that'll make fun of you with a nickname, and that'll become an endearing thing to you.
Yep.
So
okay,
that's where the Can-Man came
from. Wow.
But yeah, it's like it's a twisted form of Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
So you Stockholm.
Well, you're at least paying attention to me.
Wow.
So. And if we you call, were,
if,
and
if
still
I answered it Dudley, then maybe other people will talk to me.
Exactly. So, Chad, I got to ask you. I asked early why the cans, and I was told it's the Can Man show.
Yes.
So I got to ask, what's in the cans?
Actually,
are they beans?
No. What I did is a couple years ago at Theater Cedar Rapids, they were doing a play. Believe it or not.
What?
They were doing Angels in America.
Oh, no.
And in Angels in America,
I
did the special effects for it. And one of the effects was he had a shut up. He had an IV in his arm.
Sorry.
So the IV when he ripped it out, it needed to be blood everywhere because it's about guys with AIDS and and so I kind of tested a couple different things. I learned that tomato juice does not make good blood if you want it to go through tubing.
What the hell's
too thick? Way too thick.
Of all people, you ought to know what the hell goes into theatrical
blood. Oh no, I've got a hell of a recipe now. And it came from testing different things. But I was looking for something that was more runny. But because tomato juice gets its color from all this pulp, it would clog up the tubing and it didn't work.
Yes.
So I came up with my own blood recipe.
Corn syrup and food coloring?
No.
Food coloring and chocolate syrup.
Well, there's a little bit of corn syrup in there. Well, chocolate syrup is
great.
Chocolate syrup, if you're doing black and white.
Behind the scenes, I did that on.
If you're doing black and white filming, then chocolate syrup chocolate makes syrup. Great blood. My blood is a mixture of Karo syrup, the dark kind. And then because the blood has to come out of people's clothes. So like for West Side Story, when I did the blood effects, guy got shot and blood all over the place. My blood was Karo syrup, red food coloring, and then Joy with bleach alternative soap. So it smelled kind of like a Tootsie Pop because it also had chocolate syrup in it too. So it was all four of those ingredients mixed to my own special.
Man sauce.
Pending recipe.
Yeah, pending recipe.
You didn't put man sauce in there.
It was my man sauce. Canned man sauce.
Wow.
But I came up with these really awesome blood bags that when you hit them, it was like you didn't need a squib.
That's awesome. So,
and I would tape them to these knives that were the kind that would go into the...
Yeah.
They get stabbed, and then they squeeze that blade, and the blood would shoot all over the guy.
Yeah.
So it looked awesome, and there was so much blood in those blood bags that it looked like after he got shot he continued to bleed and he would ooze down his side. It was awesome.
Nice. Wow. That's really good.
That's a good effect.
it was awesome. And the thing that kind of pissed me off, the bad guy when he got stabbed, the first decision that I didn't care for was they made the lighting red, so you couldn't see the blood, so I had to change the recipe. And then they gave the guy a red shirt and then a black shirt.
Do they hate you?
I was like, do you even want me to do this?
I mean, you could have used water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know what? It worked out.
Did the costume designer win an Oscar and then get up on stage and say, well, I've already got two of these, but...
That was funny. I watched last night. Last night was the first Oscars I've watched in years.
I didn't watch it for the first time in ages.
I watched it every year. Best Actor on, and so, literally almost missed Tom Hanks saying, I'm just going to do it. What? Wait, what?
Yep.
Can we pull Catherine Bigelow back out on stage from the back room to have her accept the most important prestigious award of the night? What the hell?
Huh? I didn't see that. I guess I was in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I stayed up for it. And Tom Hanks came out. The next thing I knew, they were all up there accepting their award, and it was done. Yeah.
There was no banter. Yeah. Okay, there was nothing said. Nothing. He just came out and said, and the winner is.
Yeah.
And he pulled it out.
And they said it was scripted that way.
Really?
Yeah, it was not cut for time. Tom Hanks has come out and said it was scripted that way. Now, he could obviously be line.
Yeah. Well, he could, but he's the governor of the academy. I mean, why would?
Yeah, why would somebody? Why would like, he care? Do something like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're preempting television anyway. You know.
Well, you know, I had to watch the news a half an hour later. I
had to watch.
I gotta say, Ben Stiller's makeup was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, Avatar makeup.
Really yeah, I actually, Avatar makeup was very good.
I actually love the little language he made up for the.
I didn't see it, but like my issue with.
I saw the picture.
Ben Stiller. I saw the picture. Ben Stiller. He does the same thing every year.
Yeah, well, you come to expect it.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, but it's not funny.
They all this, do. Well, that.
I didn't think it was funny. I just thought the makeup.
Oh, the makeup. I saw the picture. The makeup's are makeup was
honestly
amazing.
Since Something About Mary, I have not thought Ben Stiller was.
Oh,
funny
he's not in funny.
Anything.
He's
so
not funny.
I don't
Ben
expect
Stiller,
funny from
Vince
him.
Vince Vaughn, Jim Carrey.
Now Vince Vaughn just needs to go
here.
Away.
I like Jim Carrey. I liked him in Yes Man. That was really good. I liked his
you
more
know,
serious
was,
stuff, too.
That was really another version
Eternal
of Liar, Liar. Liar.
Mine.
Oh, God,
I haven't
I
seen anything
that.
Since anything comedic of his since he started doing dramatic movies.
Oh, see, Yes Man was good. It was good, but it was another version of Liar, Liar.
Because, yeah. I mean, when he came out and did Man on the Moon.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
He showed himself to be a fantastic dramatic actor. Like, actually have range. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
But
how
does
he?
I mean, he was playing a character. I mean,
yeah, but then you look at the right. Truman Show, and you look at yeah. Eternal Sunshine. Right. I mean, you know, he showed himself to be a fantastic actor, a really, really good actor. And I can't condone him going back to making ridiculous faces. And you know,
he spent so much time training those muscles. He's got to use them.
Making stand up. I mean,
making his butthole talk to yeah. you. I can't condone
he
that.
He is the
like,
one
he
who brought
a
that.
Gift.
Made it a popular thing to do for a while.
Exactly. There's a moment.
Excuse
me. In that movie, there's a moment.
Are we supposed to praise him for that?
Damn
it was,
right.
It was genius.
It was genius.
There was a moment in that movie where a shark comes up out of a tank and he screams, and his mouth literally runs around his face.
I know.
I've been standing in front of a mirror trying to get my mouth to do that for a year and a half.
I know.
Dude, if you could, you're in the wrong business.
Yeah. Wow. No, he's fantastic.
True.
And he
yes,
was...
I went there, Jack.
Whatever.
I didn't say what business.
Yeah, carpet laying.
I assumed you meant prostitution.
Yeah, man whore. Corey Jordan, man whore.
Man whore.
Man whore.
Cock and balls.
You know, a couple episodes you mentioned your business, but it's no longer business.
Wait, what?
Well, we are not suggesting that coconuts migrate.
No, your business is closed now, Corey?
Yes, JTS has closed due to lack of interest.
Did it ever open?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you guys, 6 months. If you guys need IT support, help, call
work
Corey
for
anyway.
Trade.
Yeah, why not?
Corey will be your bitch.
I work cheap.
Yes, he does. Coconuts.
So, what are you up to next?
So maybe now he's actually in the right business to have.
I'm currently unemployed, so I'm in no business at all. I'm getting calls, so I'm happy about that. But yeah, it was kind of an abrupt end to a long, painful, stressful period of my life. That I don't want to sound grateful, but God, I am. I can sleep.
Can you get
again.
Anything back about that that unemployment insurance you had? Can you? Did you have to pay since you were the only employee? Can you get some of that unemployment?
You know what's funny? I was paying unemployment insurance for my company, so yeah, it's coming back to me.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
See? It's helpful a little bit.
And that's, I actually got fired from my own company, and now I'm...
Brilliant.
Just promise, don't dispute it.
I'll try not to. The funny thing is, I didn't give my number for that because I knew I'd have to put it in there two other times and two other places, and I didn't want someone at the Iowa. Yeah, wait a minute, he's trying to pull a fast one on.
Yeah.
I put the one of my senior partners, one of the guy that didn't want to dissolve the company but followed orders and did what he had to do.
Yeah.
And he said if I
damn
needed help.
Followers.
Well, you know.
He's following orders.
He's one of those guys that everybody loves because he's awesome. And so I don't blame him.
Awesome.
His dad didn't care for the numbers, and that's really what ended it. There wasn't enough numbers. I needed more numbers.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not a numbers person.
Yeah.
So. Another Jim Carrey movie. Number 23.
I had not seen that.
I did not watch
either,
that. I read the synopsis on Wikipedia.
That's all
if you,
you
read that,
you
do not need to watch the movie.
Okay, so I've been watching some stuff. I watch a lot of stuff. I watched Tron this weekend in HD.
It's like the second Tron reference I've heard today.
Well, new, I watched
old
it.
One, right?
The old one.
The new one's not out yet.
No, the Tron Legacy.
Jeff Daniels wins the Oscar for Best Actor, and all of a sudden people, instead of watching Crazy Horse, they go watch Tron.
I watched Tron. It was on. It was on HDNet on Saturday night. I recorded it. No, it was Friday night. I recorded it, and good movie. Very good movie. The hardware jokes, you know, the geeky things, little off base in a couple spots, you know, as computers have moved on, you know, some
in the last 30 years, yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah, a lot of things has changed. So I, you know, it got me curious, and I understand that there was the Tron Legacy trailer. I watched that, and then I watched this new trailer for Tron Legacy, but it's the exact same trailer, only with like a couple different shots added to it. Huh. But I mean, it's like it's kind of like him looking ahead, like he's on the light cycle. And there's a crack in a wall. Hmm. But before, in the old trailer, you didn't see him looking at the crack in the wall and discovering that it's there and going into the crack in the wall. Now you get to see the crack in the wall before he goes and makes that decision. Hmm. So you see him make the decision. That was that type of stuff.
Hmm. That, you do have a one-track mind, Dan.
Yeah. Mrs. Doyle says it's her fault.
Yes, I do believe.
Talking about crack and...
Crazy Heart, Crazy Horse is a Native American legend. No, he was a real person.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to make a statue of him.
They have it. It's out there.
It's been out there.
They might have it someday done before 2012 hits or something.
Yeah. I doubt it.
You said something about Tron and computer hardware. You know, you could take this laptop, which is, what, you know, about 4 years old probably, back to, like, the time of Tron, and be a god. You would have more computing power in this laptop than existed.
Well, yeah. Now, my phone has more computing power than the shuttle, which is why they're stopping flying them around. Yeah. You could power the damn thing with a BlackBerry.
Yeah. No, but it's the TI-83 I used in high school had more computing power than they sent to the moon the first time.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So, you know, so this thing would have more computing power than existed in 1983, which would be pretty badass, actually. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what they come up with Tron.
Hot tub time machine.
You know, I saw the trailer for that, and I think I'm going to watch it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to the theater for that. I'm sorry.
No, I don't know if I'll do the theater, but I'm sure as hell looking forward to it.
You know, I'm looking at it, and like I'm like, this is the Snakes on a Plane level dumb. And I'm like, no maybe
dude,
this will
it's
be
not.
Funny.
It's not.
This will be fun.
The guys that have seen it that are like,
I hear
time travel geeks that think time travel's horrible and there's all these, you know, holes. They make fun of the different holes, you know, it's pretty hilarious.
The word you're looking for is paradoxes.
Yes, paradox.
Again.
Paradoxes.
Paradox.
Paradoxes are bad. Do not cause a paradox. If you cause a paradox, the entire universe might cease to exist.
Supposedly.
I was actually just reading, Scientific American had that, and it was like rules for time travelers, and it was essentially...
Don't do it.
Well, essentially, it said time travel, not possible, because you can't have a paradox, you can't have one thing happen one time and another thing, and it not happen the next time. It's not possible.
So if you were to travel to the past, it has already happened, and all the things that you did have happened in order to avoid a paradox. But you literally had to travel back to the past before you traveled back to the past.
Does time take time? Right. And that's where the theory of relativity is involved.
Now,
in
time
correct?
Doesn't really exist.
Time's an illusion.
Time has to take time to catch up with itself. If for some reason something went
You mean if there was a paradox, would there be time ripples? No.
Right.
A paradox would happen instantaneously all along the timeline. It'd be more like a Back to the Future paradox rather than, say, that Millennium movie paradox where the Earth was shaken because of the time changes.
Yeah. No, it's and their essential thought was, so say you have a door, and on one side of the door is one time, like one dimension of time, and the other one is an earlier dimension of time. So if you walk through it one way, if you were to wait on the other side a day, you know, say there is one day different, you would walk past it again, and you would have to. So then then there's a free will implication, and...
What number am I thinking of? 69. If you're us's or us's, what number are we thinking of?
And that's 69! Exactly
Bill and Ted did it right.
Actually, yes. Bill and Ted, Meet the Robinsons was a great movie that used paradox to its advantage. If you haven't seen that movie, which you probably haven't.
I have.
Great,
I saw it in,
great movie.
I saw it in 3D. I enjoyed it.
You know what? The
awful.
The first, Futurama direct-to-video DVD did paradox-free time travel. And they're like, don't worry about paradoxes. They can't happen. And that was how they got around it. They're like, well, no such thing.
Technically, paradoxes.
That's awesome.
Technically, paradoxes can't happen. So if you do manage to travel backwards in time, don't worry about it.
Right, exactly.
Because what's happened has happened, and there's nothing you can do
and
about it.
And that was exactly it. They're like, paradoxes? No such thing.
Yeah.
And that was how they got around, like, you know, how can you do something and it not affect the future?
An episode called Roswell That Ends Well, where Fry ends up being his own grandfather.
Yeah. They did that too, eh?
Wow.
Fry. That's actually a really good one.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that.
Screw the past! Get the microwave! Shoot everything!
Nice.
I love that show.
It is a very well-written show.
It's a very good show.
I do like that show. Futurama.
It's I got my wife hooked on that.
That came up with the great immortal line, Professor! Lava! Hot!
Good news, everybody.
Good news, everyone. Yep. So Butters has got me hooked on this show, The IT Crowd.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not British comedy. BBC.
I've heard it.
It's from Channel 4, which is like their public access channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's Channel 4 is the channel that gets away with a lot of
stuff.
A little bit more risque stuff. That's where Father Ted actually originally aired.
Really? Actually, the guys from Monty Python said that they wished that there was a Channel 4 when they were on.
Because they would have dirtied it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, the IT crowd is hilarious. Its basic premise is they're in this high-rise office building in London, and the IT guys, there's two of them, and they're stuck in the basement, and this egomaniacal owner of the company hires this.
Told me I would not have to move my desk again.
Exactly. Well,
Milton.
No, the office looks strikingly a lot like my basement. There's computer parts laying around. There's a lot of really there's toys, you know, and stickers, and you know, there's little MP3.
So, like, EFF. If you are a geek, this is your basement.
If you're a geek, this is a good show. I mean, I think it's your area, wherever you are, unless you're Sheldon and anal retentive and have, you know, a thing in its place and a place in its thing on Big Bang Theory, this is your place, man. If you are a pack rat like me and have just a little bit of everything geeky, that's kind of where their office is. And there's this female that knows nothing about computers. It gets hired as the relations manager. So, nice. Like, if somebody has a problem, they actually talk to her. She takes the complaints and that kind of thing. And these two guys, one of them is the ultimate uber geek. He doesn't communicate well with anything that doesn't have a keyboard.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, he's actually Irish, and he's like Booger. From, you know, he's kind of got the...
Better off dead.
He's kind of...
The dirtball geek.
Yeah.
Curtis Armstrong.
Armstrong.
Yeah, but he's kind of got that whole dirty geek going on. But he wears the most awesome t-shirts. He had this Space Invaders shirt, which is just awesome. But anyway, the show, it makes me laugh. And I'm sitting here last night. I was going to watch I wasn't sure if I was going to watch it.
How did you watch this show?
Netflix streaming.
Really? So does that mean it's available on DVD?
It's on, probably. There's three seasons out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, if you want to do it the hard way.
And that's how I've been watching it. Hilarious. 30-minute episodes.
You're a geek.
But they do get away with a lot. And there was one part of it where there was a session where they were kind of somebody got into cursing a little bit, and there one guy was live beeping it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just like the show.
Yeah.
You're doing such a good job doing the beeping.
That's awesome.
And then the other guy goes,
that's awesome.
But yeah, Channel 4 does get away with cursing. I mean, they do curse a little bit. It is a little bit more risque.
Yep.
But the last episode I watched, and now I've only been watching the first season. It's only six episodes in the first season.
Yeah.
And
it's British.
It's unpredictable.
There's the one.
It's a series.
There was a door season. Off the side of the basement, and nobody wanted to open up the door. And they open up the door, and there's this goth guy in there. And it's just a funny, funny episode about goths are people too. And it's I don't know. It was funny.
You gotta think back to old British comedy, and you gotta kind of think that Vivian from The Young Ones was probably one of the first goths.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's a hippie stoner.
No, he was just depressed. He wanted to die. Well, I've been trying to. That was Neil. Vivian was the
one played by Nigel Planer.
Yeah.
Vivian was the one played by, not Rick, male. Vivian and Mike.
Yep. And Vivian was the one that was trying to detonate the nuclear bomb while Neil was painting himself white to reflect the blast.
I'm being oppressed. Hey, guys. Help. There's somebody at the door.
I keep trying to crucify myself, but I can't figure out how to get that last nail in.
I guess I'll just go make the lentils.
Hey, that reminds me, Easter's coming up.
Yeah!
Nice and sacrilegious. I like
it. Oh, that was a hell of a segue. Chad here.
April 6th, Easter's coming up.
Yeah.
And my wife decided she wants to have this egg party where we're going to go to Sam's Club and get one of those like 19 dozen eggs. And we're going to...
It's only 15 dozen eggs.
Well, 15 dozen eggs. Whatever.
I've got an idea.
It was just there.
Why don't we go through with people's cars?
No. We're gonna have an egg hunt.
The young ones have not left the building yet.
We're going to have an egg hunt. Nice. And then it's going to be at night in the dark.
Don't say egg hunt too fast.
And we're going to have a...
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to kick you now.
Man, Dan's in rare form tonight.
But yeah, so.
What? Wait, what?
An Easter egg hunt. It doesn't make it any better.
For Easter eggs.
Yes, hunt for eggs of
just
Easter.
Don't put the word
variety.
Egg in front
and
of hunt.
I think we're going to decorate the eggs too. So we're going to have a little decorating thing, and it's going to be adults and kids. And it's going to be kind of like our pumpkin decorating party.
Did you guys. You guys all dyed Easter eggs when you were kids, or did you not?
Yeah. No.
I'm glad you said Easter eggs.
No, I'm a Buddhist.
You're a Buddhist?
Yeah, okay. We all dyed when we were kids.
Yeah. But did anyone else always love making
Jen, I'm sorry.
The brown or black egg by dipping it in all of the different colors?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I still do that.
I did a gray egg once, yes.
I would love to do that, but get the wax crayon, and do the skull and crossbones. That's awesome. What you should do.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Yeah. So you're invited.
All right.
When we do that, that's awesome. What we'll do.
We still do the eggs at my house. Oh, yeah. My youngest is 16, but instead of doing them as eggs, because let's face it, eggs are gross, we hollow them out and fill them with confetti, and then we smash them on each other's heads.
Oh, like the Mexican tradition.
Coscarones. That's where we got it when we were in San Antonio.
Nice.
So you hollow out the eggs and you fill them with confetti?
Yeah.
How big of a hole do you put in those suckers?
About that big.
Wow, about the size of a dime.
No, smaller, much smaller.
Smaller than a dime.
Yeah.
Like your pinky, right?
Yeah, you take a needle and you just poke the bottom of it until a little piece
comes out.
Well,
that's how you get the eggs hollowed out. And then
you stir it, and then
But to get the confetti in, you got to cut like a nickel.
It's about a dime size.
And then cover it with tissue paper.
Yeah. And then you cover it with tissue paper, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Talking with my hands.
Wow. Come on.
That's okay. Yeah, but it's about this size. And you're holding up your hand. I'm like,
yeah, I know. That's
you said
how big, and I was like, how am I going to describe this? It's about that big.
It's about the size of your anus.
Chad turned it around. Oh,
wait,
not Dan.
Wait.
How big?
Your anus is that big?
Your sphincter.
Mine shuts. Yeah. Well, almost all the time.
Chad is always on the can.
Jeez Louise.
Passing through it.
You ever pooped one out so big it had knuckles?
It growled at me before I flushed.
It turned around and said, Mama!
Isn't that movie Critters?
Fingernails!
Where the picture of the movie poster was the creature with the big smile and the big teeth that was hanging out of the toilet.
My God!
You don't remember that?
No! No, Critters? I wish I did.
I'm glad I don't.
That'd be awesome, actually.
I'm sticking with I don't, and I'm glad.
I want everybody now to go IMDb Critters and look at the movie poster.
I wish I had one of those Men in Black flashy thingies so I could erase that.
You got your douchey cigarette. That should do something. Yeah. Look at the blue light. Yeah. Every time I look at it, I try and forget it.
Oh. And just stare at the blue light.
Aren't you going to like the flashy thing me or douchey thing me?
They asked for a subject change and they got one.
All right, much better.
I've forgotten it.
Oh, look at that. So do you guys have any Easter traditions?
Yes.
Yes? No? No? All right. Yeah, we guys, you pretty much covered them.
I don't work that day.
No, we're all my kids are too old to really give a crap. They get up whenever they want and go get their basket with the 2 pieces of candy and the $5. And
yeah, when we were little, we had, like, you know, Easter baskets and stuff like that.
You got eggs and candy, but you didn't get toys and prizes and
we got a couple toys. Yeah, yeah.
Like nothing toys. Like people are like if you go to video games, etc. Yeah, shout out to my sponsor. But still, if you go to video games, etc., they will have Easter Day specials on, and they'll have specials not on like little trinkety stuff. It'll be like save 20% if you buy a package deal on an Xbox 360 bundle.
Yeah.
Because we get it's like Easter. You know, like
yeah.
A couple toy cars, you know.
Yeah, like
you
a know, couple like, Hot Wheels.
You know, like
not an Xbox.
Yeah. You know, maybe like one Christmas present equivalent. You know, not like
or like stocking stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not
yeah, more like stocking stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, yeah. Wow, and the Santa
big, and the big white bunny, because I don't like chocolate.
I don't know. I think the coolest thing I ever got for Easter, I don't even know if it was for Easter, it's like my 8th birthday, and it like lasted a couple hours, but it was this, it was like a fat little plastic guy, and you threw him up in the air, and somehow it knew to open up and pop out a parachute.
Oh, yeah.
Thing of parachute down. It was so freaking cool. It was so simple.
That's inertia, gravity, and airflow.
Right. Well, it worked, and it worked good.
I love
physics, man.
Corey and I, the science guy. Mr. Corey. Mr. Corey's world.
Corey, oh, Corey.
We had my...
Yes?
My grandfather's... My grandparents' house had these, like, all these toy guns because they had a bunch of boys. And so the guy actually fit perfectly in one of the rifles that shot suction darts.
Oh, sweet.
Cool. So you'd, like, pump it up and shoot it up in the air.
Awesome.
That's cool. So, yeah,
that is cool.
They make little fireworks with little parachute men in them too. You light the fuse, run away, and it pops up this little thing, and then down comes the parachute man.
They're not legal here.
You can do them in Missouri.
Yeah, no, you can do them here. They're just not legal.
You can buy them in Missouri, but they don't.
Yeah,
and they don't want you shooting them off in St. Louis city limits. But you can buy them in St. Louis. They just don't want you shooting them off.
I love it.
That's funny. You can buy guns there, but you can't shoot off fireworks.
My wife was in Indiana this summer, and man, there are just. I swear to you, there are no laws in rural Indiana. It's like try not to blow your thumbs off.
Well, I mean, there are technically laws in rural Iowa, just nobody really cares.
Yeah, exactly. But no, you go there and it's like every fifth sign is for discount fireworks on the highway because they know it's just people passing through.
Nice.
Nice way to ruin the fun, Corey. How far behind are they?
A little bit. A little bit of delay, about 2 minutes.
Wow.
So I went to Ryan and Lori's house. Ryan Schoenhardt and Lori, you know, they're expecting.
I didn't know that.
A baby.
Yeah, a baby. They're expecting a baby, and they got their furniture in, and myself, Butters, Todd Gutnecht, and Ryan.
And we all fit in there all at the same time.
We all fit in the crib at the same time. Well, I was hoping that Lori would get this picture because we all were, you know, we're all kind of big guys. Except for Butters, but Butters is
tall.
Oh, yeah, he's still
so he's
weight.
Got his big.
Right. But
yeah,
what I'm saying is we all look like plumbers. No, we're bending over. You know, we're all bending over trying to fix this, and we all got plumber crack going on. I was waiting for the shot of, you know, multi-layered plumber crack being taken and posted on Facebook, but it didn't get taken. Thank you, Lori.
I honestly expected you to say that you were all in the crib at the same
time.
And we're all big guys. That crib didn't hold us up.
We all put the crib together, though.
Those cribs are huge, man. Those
mighty.
This crib is going to, like, they bought all the parts, so when the kid gets big,
it just converts into a twin bed.
A full bed.
Nice.
It's huge.
I didn't have a full bed until I got married.
I didn't have a full bed until I was a senior in college, and we bought one at an estate sale for $20 because I'm pretty sure the guy died on it.
Oh no! Wow.
Well, it was a fine bed.
Yeah, why not? It's
lasted
a good bed.
For a few years. But no,
every time that we get going, on steam it every 2 days. We hear a moan, and it wasn't ours.
It wasn't ours exactly.
So. Chad, good job, dude.
Nicely done.
He went from crack to doing it on the little bed.
What are the cans for? Okay, so
yeah. Hello.
I don't understand. All these kids have full-size beds now.
Yeah,
like pets can.
Like they're like, well, yeah, I get a full-size bed, not instead of a twin. I'm like, are you inviting them to have teenage sex?
Because
like it's nice and I mean it's easy enough to have sex on a twin bed as you know we all went to college.
I gotta say,
size
of the
bed,
really. Yeah. See, for me, I did it in the backseat of a car, and that's less than twin
bed. I was just thinking the other day, if we named our kids, where they, you know, by where they were conceived, Zach's name would have been Chevette. And that just.
That's funny. Ashley's name would have been Attic Rail.
Attic Rail. Nice. Attic Rail?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. That was a good night.
You were a lot more flexible back then.
No, she was.
And that's all that mattered.
Down Gay Street.
Oh no, it was a parachute explanation that bothered her, I guess. Way to ruin the fun. Okay, now I get it. Sorry, Amy, for that. I'll try not to be Mr. Science anymore. I can't help it. You can call me Sheldon, and if you don't watch that show, I really feel bad.
But it took Mr. Science to get her to bend in the right position.
That was a magical night.
Was it
so
Christmas
it wasn't
Eve?
Science, no. It was magic.
Wow.
It was magic. I believe in magic.
Do
just
you believe
not its actual
magic?
Existence.
Ooh, it's magic.
I believe in magnetic monopoles.
Magnetic what?
Magnetic monopoles.
Oh, I thought you said magnetic marbles.
No.
I guess that would help.
That wouldn't be a very difficult thing to make,
Benoit.
Actually.
Benoit.
Wow.
are you deprived or
hopeful? Look, Ben. A flashlight.
Not. It's the
quite the opposite, actually.
So it's feast, huh?
Yes.
Nah, it's got to be one or the other.
Someone's got a feast.
Yeah, some of us are married.
My marriage is so old, it can drink.
Nice.
And it does.
So did you guys...
That's how it stays alive.
Hell yeah.
Did you guys watch the season premiere of Ghost Hunters last week?
No.
Season finale or
season premiere?
I thought it was a season finale did it live or something.
100th episode.
I have trouble watching shows that tend towards the serious on a channel called Sci-Fi.
Yeah. S-Y-F-Y.
Well, whatever. It stands for science fiction.
So many people that are totally not going there.
I enjoy that kind of stuff. But the
S-Y-F-Y. The F-Y is right.
They can kiss my... What were you saying?
What?
We're still talking about sci-fi.
The sci-fi channel
they changed
went
their
to
logo.
SYFY. Right. There were a lot of people that really just kind of hated the hell out of it.
Well, yeah.
I don't care for it.
Because it's dumb.
NBC owns it. But sci-fi couldn't be trademarked. The words SEI/FI.
Right, because it's a description of something.
Description.
Could.
But sci-fi can be.
Sci-fi.
See, I made a rhyme.
Sci-fi.
I'm good at that. Because I'm fat.
It's still awful.
If only I could do it on a beat, then I could be a rapper.
Yeah. No, I don't generally watch that channel.
What, sci-fi?
It's not
that's
an HD.
That's the only show I watch.
I gotta say, though.
Oh, no, it is an HD.
I guess it is.
And I absolutely do watch that. I watch Stargate Universe, Sanctuary, and Dirty Jobs. Oh, no, wait,
Dirty
that's
Jobs,
Discovery Channel.
Discovery. But I the love, guy who, Mike Rowe, the host of Dirty Jobs,
you know, he was like the
is
third,
the announcer of Ghost Hunters.
He was like the third most trusted man in America.
Because he does, he was actually, he's an opera singer, which I didn't realize. At the Baltimore.
Really?
No, I didn't know that.
He's a baritone at the Baltimore Opera, among other things. But he's a...
And he swallowed poop.
I imagine he swallowed more than a little bit of it in his time.
On camera.
On camera. But, you know, he has a fantastic voice.
Back to Jim Carrey again.
He really does.
If I had his voice, I'd be doing all kinds of voiceover work.
Oh, yeah.
I'd do voiceover with my voice, but no one wants to hear it.
I'd love to do voiceover work.
Yeah, they listen.
Work.
They don't listen to this show.
I live in Cedar Rapids.
Well, this show isn't about voices. It's about opinions.
No, I think it's about just having fun and farting around. And
we can have fun with
it's
many
geeky,
voices.
Nerdy fun.
Yeah, geeky, nerdy fun.
It's true.
Hey there. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk like this the rest of the show.
See how many people listen. Anyway.
and then I'm just might have to have this place condemned.
Going
to
burn this house down.
Hey, did I tell you about the time I was kicked out of my son's kindergarten school and told never to return?
No, for voices? Let's hear about this, Corey.
No. I was in the Air Force in, San Antonio.
You were trying to put
Candlewood Elementary School.
Positions.
No.
Using magic.
She was old. And I got called in because she told my son that it was time. This is the explanation she gave me, and she was very hostile at the time. I told him he had to get to his mat. It was time for his nap, and he said he didn't want to. He was playing with blocks, and she said, well, it is time for your nap. Put the blocks away and get on your mat. And he looked at her and told her to kiss his balls. So naturally, the teacher assumed it was me that taught him how to say this terrible thing to her. And
right.
So I came down, and she yelled at me for a good 10 minutes. And I said, okay, I've never once in my life said kiss my balls. And if you don't believe me, you can lick my balls. And
I taught him lick.
And a sheriff's deputy escorted me off the premises and asked me to never return.
Nice. Wow.
Done and done.
Lick.
And your wife's
lick
like,
my balls.
I am going to shoot you.
You know, she still tells that story to her friends. She thinks it's hilarious.
The teacher? Or Lisa?
We don't talk to the teacher anymore. She lives in Texas.
Yeah, so.
And it seems unlikely they'd keep in touch with her.
No, it's funny because my son went to kindergarten knowing how to count to 80, and he knew his entire alphabet. When he came out of that elementary school, he could only do his alphabet up to G, and he lost his fives. So they unlearned him.
Darn those unlearners.
Just something about that school system.
It's crazy. Zeta... I don't think she can actually read yet. You know, she's, you know, four.
She can do road, but she can't.
Well, I gave her a couple Easter's ago. We got the kids. Of course, they don't make a Zeta cup.
Right.
But we got the kids coffee cups that have their names on mugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her Zoe. She goes, that's not mine. That's Zoe's. It has your name on it. I'm like, shut up. You didn't just read that.
Well, she hasn't memorized. She doesn't.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
She doesn't. That's really cool.
Well, that's the best way to learn. Is
yeah,
wrote.
Exactly.
I mean,
yep.
That's how you learn to read. Yep. Is you just look at the letters and you
over and over
it out
and over.
She's always teaching her how to read. I think she'll be able to read here. And
nice.
You know,
that's awesome.
That'd be good
by Christmas.
Sign of intelligence.
It is. Well, I was beginning to wonder.
Obviously, her mother's daughter.
Obviously, not her father's son. Because she's a girl.
See, with my son, we're sure I'm the father. We're just not sure who the mother is.
Except for you saw him come out of her uterus.
I wasn't looking at her uterus. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, you can't see her uterus from the outside.
Get her in the right position, Corey.
Well, at that moment, you could almost...
You probably could.
You could almost see it.
For those of you on the camera, sorry, that was awful.
I'm so glad that's not recorded.
It is. I'm recording it right now, in fact.
I need to put a written warning on there. Do not put over your head. Could cause suffocation.
Trust me, I've been there for all three of my kids, and you don't want to go there after the babies come out of it.
It is slippery.
And a lot of blood. Yuck.
And other goo.
Gray goop, yeah.
Purple.
Purple.
A lot
of
purple. I've not had that experience yet. And I'm really petrified. Like, every time I see a woman who's, like, more than 6 months pregnant, I'm convinced she's going to have the baby right there.
Oh, if you touch her, she will.
When we were on at the Wasserbahn a couple weeks ago, the water park.
Oh, yeah. Is that that place where they got a bunch of crap crammed in?
Lady had been about 7-8 months pregnant. Yeah, a bunch of crap. I'm going to kick you again. A bunch of crap.
And that lady had a bunch of crap.
No, the lady... who was 8 months pregnant, at least 6 or 8 months, yeah, you know, somewhere
baby
in the third
in
trimester,
yeah.
And she was going down the water slides.
Yeah.
They let her go down the water slides more than one occasion.
I don't see your point.
That's crazy.
They've got signs
How is that
all
crazy?
Over the place that say this place is not our
I mean,
responsibility.
They can't fly when they're pregnant because the drop in air pressure will cause them. But if you're going up a slide that high... Where you're at the point where you need to take oxygen with you.
You got a bigger problem.
You got to go up like 6 flights of stairs to get up to the top of those.
They encourage pregnant women to walk like that, to climb
probably,
stairs and stuff.
Seriously, every time I see a woman who's like, you know, 6.5+ months pregnant, every time she sneezes, I'm like diving for the baby.
It's not like that.
You know, you could get a lot of restraining orders that way.
Really could. I know it's not like that. It's just like, I just have no concept of like, you know, like my wife instinctively knows. She looks at the and she's like, "Oh, she's about 6 months. Oh, she's due any day."
Yeah.
You know, like she just knows this. And
well,
I'm like,
here's
how
to
do you
tell
know that?
If the belly button has popped out, she's done.
It's like a turkey.
It is. It's like a pop-up timer. I swear to God.
Pretty awesome.
That's helpful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just look for that little bump right there.
Yeah.
Any day now.
Hey, I'm not. No, get away.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, you can't ride in my car. Just clean the upholstery. No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not a way to make your wife happy.
BYOT, bring your own towels.
I don't. No, towels won't work. You need plastic. Lots of plastic. A tarp would be good.
Yeah, you know those mob guys?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's
they,
like a...
They lay, yeah, tarp, they
lay the tarp down.
Put the tarp in your trunk.
Are you transporting a pregnant lady?
That was one
or
of the,
are you a mafia hitman?
It was one of the Lethal Weapon movies. A little what are you doing? I'm looking to see if I'm standing on plastic.
That's awesome.
Then he shoots him on the carpet anyway.
Yep.
And he just rolls on
the carpet. Weapon 3.
It was one of the South Africans.
I love that one. That's my favorite one.
It's got the original Bernie Getz.
Yeah.
Whatever you need. Bernie Getz.
Leo Getz.
You're right. Leo Bernie Getz was the guy that shot the people in the subway. He's not funny.
No.
A little bit.
Quagmire proved that he wasn't funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we call dead air. That's when nobody says anything.
No, I did that on purpose. I did it on purpose because I wanted to. So you guys, did you guys take St. Patrick's Day off? No, you did.
Margaret Thatcher on a cold day. Yes, I'll probably have St. Patrick's Day off, but weekends are meaningless when you're unemployed.
Yeah, that's true.
What's a weekend?
Yeah, dude, I've been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yep.
Before I was at RCP, I was off for 6 months. So.
It's the worst. Anything more than like 2.5 weeks.
It was bad, but you know, at the same time, it was awesome. I was able to learn some stuff.
Yeah, the kids.
Spend
too.
Time with the kids in the summer. Nice.
Yeah.
You know, it was probably the best summer I've ever had.
I spent 3.5 months
as an adult.
Like September to December, unemployed after I graduated from college. I had a job, lost it, and then spent like 3.5 months unemployed in 2001 when you couldn't get a job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, well, we thought it was about a recession. Little did we know.
Well, believe me, it's been worse other places.
Oh, yeah. But no, it's like,
how
could it
be anywhere?
2.5 weeks, that's kind of nice. It's like a little vacation. 4 weeks, you're like, oh.
Been a week, and technically I got paid for last week, so nice. I don't really have any complaints just yet. I haven't felt the fear. And the fact I turned in an application for JMP Cycle on a Wednesday, and then 2 days later they called me with a phone interview. If you have cycling needs, go to JMP Cycle.
Wonderful.
No,
they're not listening, but who cares? Yeah,
no, yeah. A friend of mine used to work at the Gazette, just got a job there, Matt Hawker.
Really?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's doing web stuff for them.
Right on.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I was unemployed over 9/11.
Yeah, I was too.
Good times, man.
Yeah, really awesome.
TV was gripping. Oh,
Jesus. I woke up at like 11 o'clock in the morning on September 11th
because
I didn't have to get up. I had nowhere to be.
So I missed the first plane.
Yeah, I did too.
But I caught the second plane, and then it was 2 weeks of just staring at the TV.
Yeah.
And then I got a part-time job. Not a part-time job. I got a temp job.
Right.
Opening mail.
And then right after that, it started anthrax. Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So there was a point there where all of a sudden on the table there appeared a box of rubber gloves.
That guy in Iran, the president or whatever.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, whatever. He said, don't worry, 9/11 never really happened. So that's
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, he's probably right.
He's the same guy who said the Holocaust didn't happen either.
Yeah, that big gap where those two tall buildings used to be.
Yeah.
They were never there.
Yeah, those buildings. Yeah. It was an illusion.
That's just a collective unconscious thing.
Yeah. The only real reason that Iran hasn't been nuked to dust is because there are people there that we don't want to kill.
Really?
Yeah, the civilians.
Really?
Yeah, there's a few dozen of them over there.
Yeah.
No, the vast majority of the Iranian people would get rid of him in a second. Well, we saw that over the summer.
Well, yeah, they're just not trying hard enough.
So, yeah.
Speaking of wars.
Iraq had a good election, I hear.
Did they?
Yeah. Went well. They need some change.
Oh, yeah. More people voted this time than last time.
Yeah, well.
17 deaths.
Compared to the last presidential election, the one before Obama, the same amount of people, same percentage of people showed up there. Than they did at our last presidential election. So it's pretty good, considering people are threatening to shoot you for going to get a vote.
Right.
So
I mean, like, yeah, for us it's like, oh, I want to get coffee, but the polls close in an hour. There it's like, I will behead you if you vote.
Oh, well, I'm voting then. Yeah, if someone told me they were going to behead me, I'd vote. I mean, they tell me that I'm going to get cancer from smoking. That's why I smoked for 4 years. I mean, if they'd made cigarettes in a black box with skull and crossbone on it called death, those are the ones I would have smoked.
Some of them just say BLU and have little blue lights at the end.
Yeah, those are the cigarettes that are safe. Safe cigarettes.
Yeah, right. We'll see.
We don't know. We'll find out in about 20, 25 years.
Yeah. So, Chad, what else you got?
I got a couple different things. Make sure St. Patrick's Day Parade, Sapa Dupa Soul Society. You went to the Irish Hooli. I did not get to make it.
I did go to the Hooli.
How'd that go? Was it a good time?
Yes.
Wild Nep sound good?
It was packed, and Wild Nep sounded sober.
How do, wow.
Nice.
Not that they sound a whole lot different when they've had a few, but there are certain songs that they don't play for a family crowd, you know, like whiskey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There were
yeah.
a lot of whiskey songs.
Like Whiskey in a Jar? Because that's what whiskey we're closing in a jar. With. That's closing
somebody goes,
with,
ooh, Metallica, and I'm like, no.
No, it's a traditional Irish yeah.
First
song,
of all.
They corrected themselves.
Molly oh, Metallica raped the hell out of that movie.
First of all, Thin Lizzy. Thin Sorry, Lizzy. I'm a metalhead from... way back.
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy was the first rock band to record that, and they recorded it because they were Irish, and it's a traditional Irish song.
There you go.
But the Thin Lizzy version, I know the Metallica version's a note for note cover of the Thin Lizzy version. It is a pale imitation.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard it
because
on
how many Irish black guys do you know that sing lead for a metal band? Just the one.
Just the one. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sorry. Yep. It's all right. So Sorry, that's what I'm going to close the show with tonight. Wild Nept, nice. Their version of Whiskey in a Jar.
Nice.
It's a very good song.
Very nice.
I like it.
One of my favorites.
It's a song about whiskey. And
actually, it's not.
Yeah.
But right. we say whiskey in the chorus.
There you
go.
Yeah, I cut that part out.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's part of the fun.
It is. But if you want to,
if you want to be
to get
part
that,
of that fun.
Be part of that fun. Get their CD Live in 3D. That's where it came from. Nice.
Oh,
I have that. You have Live in 3D?
Yes, sir.
It's a great CD.
Yeah, I bought it because it was in 3D, and I was hoping to try to see in 3D with it, and it didn't work.
Oh, those bastards.
Oh, they applied 3D afterward, kind of like Clash
of the Titans. Yeah, last week's discussion.
Clash of the Titans, baby. Clash of the Titans. So, well, thanks so much for listening. This has been episode 77 of the Can Man Show. I hope you guys grow a third nipple, and see you next week.
Woo-hoo.
Maybe.
Rolling, but I take delight in the- the juice of the barley, and kissing pretty women when the sun is rising early. Much the rigandarum die. Whack for the Dario, whack for the Dario, there's whiskey in the jar.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go.
Cock.
Yeah.